I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am going to say a word that I just heard for the first time in my life, and I want to see if anyone else...
A word
association games today on the Slacker Show.
You know I will know what it is. But Princess doesn't know words like... Do you have the list still of like the words?
Kuth was one of the words.
I do, yeah. This is more... I think it's a brand... I'm going to say it because my wife freaked out when she said this word for the first time, and I've never heard it, so I'm going to say it, all right?
Okay.
Longaberger.
Oh, my God.
Does that mean anything?
Is this back?
Sorry.
You know what I'm talking about?
Sorry, what?
Here's the thing. This was, like, my sister-in-law was so into this 20-plus years ago. They are... littered around my parents' house.
They are? Really?
Dude.
What are they?
If these are coming back into style, my mom is a kajillionaire.
All right. So what happened was my wife was on Facebook
Market. Hold on. Let's let Erica try to figure out. What do you think it
is? Well, I looked it up just now, but I did think it was like some sort of like oblong burger.
That's what I thought as well.
Yeah, because she says Longaberger to him, and he's like, say less.
Right.
Yeah. Where is it?
Let's go.
I literally was imagining like a hamburger in the shape of like a hot dog. Yes.
Yeah.
Like a long burger.
Kind of Runza's are that way.
Oh,
Runza
really?
Makes one that's like kind of Longaberger.
But that's not. Yeah,
why don't we open a store called Longaberger where we make long burgers
trademarked
in
from
baskets.
What I can see. Okay, so it's baskets?
Apparently. So
Why would I ever know what that is?
Because this got so big. I know it was at a different time. And I figured when things come back around, you're pretty on top of it.
Thank
you. You're on TikTok all the time. It's like these people walking around with like big wicker baskets. My father and my brother had a business like before Etsy was a thing.
Yeah.
They made custom lids for Longaberger baskets.
No way.
That, like,
what?
Slide on like... that are like routed around the edge so it's also wood so it like
what?
And they could put a design on the top like
I've never heard this word before. Are you kidding me?
I thought this was over. This was like I would come into the house and there would just be lids everywhere and I'm like
is this,
what is happening? We're basket
meant
people
for a picnic?
No.
Is it meant for a dog?
No.
There so as it was explained to me, what happened was my wife was on Facebook Marketplace and she all of a sudden went, a Longaberger. And I'm like, yes, apparently.
She's too young to know what a Longaberger is.
She's just cool enough and I mean this lovingly, like coastal grandma enough that of course she knows a Longaberger.
She grew up on the East Coast.
And
for her, it's like, the Longaberger basket was the epitome of wealth,
affluent,
success, all those things. It's like you would flex your Longaberger basket. Me from the Midwest,
but
I've never heard of it.
Can I ask what like do you? Because we had so many of them. We also had liners. I don't know if we made the liners. I think maybe my sister-in-law would like sew the liners. So inside would be like a floral. Because the Longaberger is just the basket.
Apparently, it's maple wood.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
They're built like a brick poo-poo house.
Okay.
They're like. But then somebody would make a liner on the inside, so it would be like all floral print, and then we made the lids as well.
Okay.
But then we had them, like, there's a Longaberger basket on a chair in my parents' house. That's where the newspaper and magazines are. There's another one in the bathroom. That's where all our toilet paper is. Like,
wow.
Our house, my mom's house, is littered with Longaberger, bro. I am going to get her Longaberger if she wants it.
Dude, your mom, she could retire. Like, they're so expensive.
She's 80.
Yeah. Literally, there's a warm brown collector's essentials 6-piece nesting square basket set. $600.
Oh my God, I'm going to my mom's. We're off the air.
Exactly.
No more show today.
I
am on my way to Longmont. Dude.
Longmont for the Longaberger?
It is For real. The runs are closed, so I can't get one of those. Dude, and I bet you, if my sister-in-law might not be a hoarder, though. So she might have got rid of them.
No.
But if she... Dude, Terry, if you're listening, I know we don't ever talk.
So you're probably not listening.
Protect the Longaberger's.
If you know my sister-in-law, Terry, get to her right... Dude, are you telling me these are like, that's like the old Death Star set for Lego.
But that's not even a vintage one. They also have some that are vintage with protectors. I'm looking on the Longaberger website.
Like a plastic.
You can get a 1776 miniature Bell Woven Decor Independence for $98. When you say miniature, how many are we talking?
My wife was prepared to drive across the state to get this basket because it was priced so cheap. She's like, they're so expensive. I don't know. I don't know if I'm supposed to say. It might still be on market. Someone's going to take it.
Oh.
So this is... Okay.
So she's just like, oh, you have to go get it. I'm like, it's a basket. I don't get it. What's so special? And then I was Googling the prices too, and they're ridiculous. So you're sitting on a gold mine.
Why would you not tell me this off air, bro? There are people running to my mom's house now. Her doorbell is ringing. It's like, hey, can I go to your restroom? They're tossing Longaberger baskets into her front lawn, out the window.
No, I'm sorry.
I swear to God, they're everywhere in the house.
The picnic basket's new, $328. I bet a vintage one goes
$300.
Oh. Goes for more because it's an OG.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I'm into baskets.
This is my last day on the air. I am retiring a Longaberger billionaire.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.